Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Good morning and welcome to Fantasy Sports Today at our brand new time, 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 Central. I'm Craig Mish along with Davis Maddock. It's great to be with you. This will be our new showtime every single day, Monday through Friday. And so, well, you know, a bit more recapping of what happened the night before. Obviously, a look ahead. We've got a brand new show debuting today at 2 o'clock Eastern, Sports Grid Newswire. Proud to be hosting that with you. But first and foremost, let's take care of some fantasy sports, Davis. We've got the NBA playing games tonight, so we're getting that started. And, of course, lots of Major League Baseball to get to as well. So, good morning for the first time since we've been hosting the show.
Yep, good morning. Going to be a great day in the sporting world. I think the NBA got kind of lucky with some of these play-in games, you know, getting the Brooklyn Nets in the play-in game. I don't really think they could have asked for anything more. I guess the NBA could have asked for LeBron James and the Lakers to be in the Western Conference 10 seed instead of the San Antonio Spurs. Then you would have had, you know, maybe two of the five best players, LeBron James and Kevin Durant, in the play-in. And Craig, I just happened to be checking my calendar, and do you know who happens to be playing in St. Louis tonight? The Kansas City Royals. So I will be there in attendance. There you go. I will be scouting in person our guy, mm-hmm. Bobby Wood Jr., Alberto Mondesi, and Daniel Lynch getting his first start of the season. So going to be a great sporting day, I think.
All right. Excited to recap that game with you tomorrow. My first baseball game of the season in person will be this Thursday at Lone Depot Park in Miami. Let's get to our headlines here on this Tuesday on the show. First and foremost, how about the performance last night? And we'll get to it in our fantasy standouts. But Alek Manoah was fantastic. And the Blue Jays shut out the Yankees 3-0 in the Bronx. The Phillies score 5 runs in the 8th and come back to beat the Mets thanks to JT Realmuto and company. A lot more happening in this game, which I want to get to here in a second. Of course, the NBA play-in games are tonight. We'll have a full DFS preview. One of the games could be close. One of the games, at least odds-wise, predicted to be a blowout. We'll see if that ends up happening. And Jared Allen out, by the way, tonight in that game for Cleveland. Of course, a big part of what they did during the regular season. Unfortunately, Cleveland was really good for about 3 months and then sort of, you know, fell apart toward the end of the season. At least they get in this play-in game tonight. So we'll get to plenty of NBA, Davis, but I don't know if you caught this last night, but in that game between Philadelphia and New York, and I know that we were texting during the day yesterday about one of the other games, but Alec Bohm, who of course is their starting third baseman and very well thought of, if you remember, a couple of years ago, ended up making 3 errors in the game yesterday and was caught mouthing basically that he doesn't like Philadelphia, essentially. He didn't use those words, but it was, you kind of get the drift as to what he was saying. And then he owned up to it after the game at his locker and said, hey, you know, I said it. I didn't mean it. I was just frustrated. But you talk about one city that you do not want to get on the bad side of. People will think that could be New York. Philadelphia is pretty much in that same category.
Yeah, I don't know how much the Phillies fans are going to be embracing someone who is caught on camera saying, I effing hate it here. And I mean, look, to be honest, if you're Alec Bohm, your spot kind of got replaced by this young guy, this non-roster invitee, Bryson Stott. You didn't play very well last year. And, you know, this is almost more common in baseball than in any other sport where the young guy who's supposed to be really good comes up. And of course, baseball, it's just kind of harder to develop than it is in football or basketball. A lot of the times, first round picks in basketball, they're pretty much ready to play. Your quarterback you take in the first round, honestly, a lot of times fans will kind of be like, ah, Josh Allen, he sucked as a rookie. Justin Fields, he sucked as a rookie. Like, let's give him a year. It does not happen in baseball. And so these Phillies fans, they're seeing Boehm, can't really play the field. Their defense, like the Phillies defense, we all kind of acknowledge heading into the season, it was going to be a problem, and it looked like a problem yesterday. But if you're going to be a poor fielder, you got to be hitting dingers on offense, and Boehm hasn't really come through on that either. So I wonder if kind of one of these smarter analytics teams, you know, the Oakland A's, someone like that, who doesn't have, you know, they're not in a high-pressure situation, I wonder if they call the Phillies GM and say, hey, well, you know, we'll take Alec Boehm off your hands for you know, a player to be named later and some cash.
Yeah, it's so funny that we have such a short memory of baseball and fantasy baseball, but Davis, just a few years ago, I don't know if you remember the name, I'm sure you do because you play, Scott Kingery. I mean, it's like the same situation. Scott Kingery came up, had these high expectations. If I'm not mistaken, they signed Scott Kingery to a long-term deal and paid him, and he never made it. He's sitting in the minor leagues right now getting paid, you know, big major league money to not play at all. So this isn't the first time it's happened in Philadelphia. It probably won't be the last in baseball, but I think that you're right. It's going to be really hard now for Boehm to take the field, and I wonder how those fans are going to react virtually every time he's at bat, every time he strikes out, every time he makes an error. One of the worst things that you could do there, and knowing that the cameras, by the way, are all over you at this point, like literally, you know, John Boy built an empire, I guess you could say, essentially, off the beginning of just making those videos of what players were saying that we couldn't hear. And so now he's definitely in that situation. Real quick, before we get back to baseball's fantasy standouts, Davis, two games.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Games in the NBA tonight. Which one are you more interested in?
Yeah, two games in the NBA tonight. One game a little bit more interesting than the other. I think, you know, I think unfortunately, I just don't know if Cleveland is going to be able to put up much of a fight without Jared Allen. But the other game, Clippers versus T-Wolves, I mean, truly that could go either way in my mind.
And the Timberwolves, about 3.5-point favorites, I believe, on FanDuel. We'll go through our fantasy standouts in baseball next here on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Of course, in the early part of April, we get afternoon baseball. We have a few games starting later today, 1 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Eastern. Naturally, stay here on the grid for all the latest, including live updates on all of Major League Baseball's slate. And naturally, before we move ahead, we're going to take a look back. But, you know, Davis, I feel like our fantasy standouts, especially from the hitting perspective, are going to be a little bit skewed today because I don't know if you called this yesterday, but Louis Patino, who started for the Rays, was removed very quickly. And the game got out of hand very quick with Oakland. And then late in the game, they brought in Brett Phillips, who was an absolute comedian on the mound yesterday, but in the process pretty much got hammered along with making a nice diving catch and doing things like that. But, you know, that's going to skew some fantasy numbers. But we'll take it, right? If we own guys on Oakland and they're going to bring a position player in at some point and give up a grand slam, you got to take it.
Oh, 100%. I mean, it got out of hand fast. I believe it was 8-0 after the second inning, after Patino got removed. It was a little bit chapping for me in MLB Daily Fantasy yesterday because I was playing some Royals hitters, or not some Royals, some Rays hitters against Paul Blackburn. And you know, Craig, I don't know if you ever feel this way, but when these teams do get down, you know, they're down 8 runs in the second inning, I feel like it's sort of natural for the Rays hitters to be like, you know what? It's not our day. Don't think we're going to be pulling this one out. So they're at the plate. You know, they're taking their acts. Not to say that they're playing poorly, but you just kind of feel like maybe the adrenaline and stuff isn't there. The even more annoying thing was that, remember we did our Oakland A's season preview, and I was telling you about Kevin Smith, the third baseman. Well, he just happened to get a scheduled day off yesterday for Sheldon Noyce, so he didn't get to go up against Brett Phillips. So I was a little bit annoyed about that as well.
Yeah, and go figure, the replacement is the one that takes big advantage in that game. So let's take a look at who did what last night. A lot of Oakland you're going to find here from last night's fantasy standouts. Elvis Andrews, 3-for-5, a home run, 3 runs driven in. Andrew Benintendi for Kansas City, 3-for-3, a home run, 3 RBIs, 2 runs scored. Mikel Franco, off to a good start here with Washington, and they won again yesterday. 4-for-5, 1 home run, 5 RBIs, and 1 run scored. And then Sheldon Noyce, I guess that's how you pronounce his name. I wasn't aware of that until last night. 3-for-5, he hit a grand slam off Brett Phillips, and he ended up scoring 2 runs. So I think, you know, the Oakland thing is interesting because they kind of ran into a negative situation for the Rays and a good situation for them, but it's kind of like what we talked about at the beginning of the season. There are going to be some teams that struggle. I think we've identified those. But it wouldn't stun me if Oakland just somehow was kicking around 65, 70 wins at the end of the season. It's really remarkable how their franchise almost never goes all the way to the bottom, even though they ended up dismantling the team in the offseason.
Yeah, I mean, they are just one of those teams that I think the sort of the difference between them and, you know, maybe the Pirates or something is they just have kind of a better eye for bottom of the roster talent. They, you know, we talk about this with the Rays, but they do a really good job of getting guys who hit their platoon very well. So, you know, they have right-handers who are maybe kind of clueless against righties, but do really well against lefties, and then vice versa. And they play those splits really aggressively during the season. So I think you are right about the Athletics. You know, it's not going to surprise me if some of these guys, you know, Chad Pinder specifically is the guy who I think could end up having a pretty decent season for them. Really interesting game between the Guardians and the Royals yesterday. The Royals, I don't have the box score in front of me. They had to have left like 14 guys on base, though. They loaded the bases against Savali twice and then had strikeouts to end the inning. Mondesi grounded in to a double play to end an inning, but Benintendi was really good. One thing I did notice watching that game yesterday, though, is if you drafted Witt, if you drafted Whit Merrifield, they are going to run the lights out. Every time yesterday that a guy was on first base with no one ahead of him, they ran every single time. So that is, you know, not that helpful for real baseball, but very helpful for fantasy baseball. And then Mikel Franco, kind of one of these post-hype sleeper guys, right? Remember when Mikel Franco was supposed to be like the guy? I mean, this was like 5-6 years ago at this point, spent some time with the Orioles last season. But I do kind of, I mean, not that one game 4-for-5 with a home run means anything, but I do kind of wonder if he's got a little bit something left in the tank.
Yeah, and didn't really show much in Baltimore, and Washington would love nothing more than for this guy to put up great numbers, Davis, for 3 months so they could move him somewhere else. He's on a one-year deal. All right, let's get to our fantasy standouts on the pitching side. And the brightest star of all, probably from last night, was Alek Manoah. And boy, if the Jays get this out of their fourth starter, Manoah is going to be an absolute star in this league. Six innings pitch, seven strikeouts, and picks up the win in the shutout. Paul Blackburn of Oakland. All right, so this is another. Got Adam Oyler starting today. Never heard of any of these guys, but here we are. Five innings pitch, seven strikeouts, and he also got a win. Nick Martinez in his first start back in the United States from overseas. Five innings pitch, six strikeouts, one earned run. And then the stunner of all to me, honestly, and I watched this game last night, obviously, it's because Miami. Michael Lorenzen, are you kidding me? Six innings pitch, seven strikeouts, and an earned run. They can obviously, this is a player that has hit and pitched before. And Davis, they just want him to focus all on pitching this season. And he was dominant against Miami yesterday. So, I mean, maybe the Angels have three viable starters, dare I say four. We're going to find out.
Yeah, I don't think I'm buying. I don't think I'm buying Lorenzen. We've got a pretty decent sample on him in the major leagues, 479 innings pitch. He's got an ERA over four, career strikeout rate of 20%. I mean, maybe, right? Stranger things have definitely happened. The guy of this group who interests me most, I mean, it's Manoah, right? So not only did Manoah face a tough lineup, his fastball was sitting at a higher velocity than it was last season. He generated a ton of swinging strikes, seven strikeouts, zero earned runs. And, like, you know, it's kind of tempting from our perspective to, you know, tease the Yankees. Oh, you know, the Yankees suck and they think they're going to be so good. I mean, look, that is a really good lineup. Like, we can make fun of the Yankees all we want, but they have so many good hitters at the top of that lineup. Donaldson, Rizzo, Judge, Stanton, Gallo. That is a very professional lineup. And so going in, and by the way, going into a great hitter stadium in Yankee Stadium and putting that performance, like, you know, we were talking before the year about all of these Blue Jays pitchers. And I don't know. I do feel like Manoah could be a guy considering his age and how fast he throws the ball. I do wonder if, you know, he gives 190 innings, 2.8 ERA. I mean, like, he could be a first round pitcher in fantasy baseball next season, I think.
Well, he really looks the part. I remember seeing him last year. He was dominant in almost all of his starts but one. And the Jays, at the moment, are not even relying on him to be their two or even their three. But look, he's definitely pitching like that. The other note here, Davis, from yesterday, the Padres ended up picking up another win. And guess who got another save? Taylor Rogers. So this is three saves for him, just kind of proving that fantasy baseball saves category is just the most unpredictable thing, I think, maybe in all of fantasy sports, Davis. I mean, first of all, he was on the Twins like a week ago, and now all of a sudden he's Major League Baseball's leading save getter, and not even on the Twins. He's on the Padres, but three saves thus far for him.
Yeah, and, you know, you texted me last night about my closer, Daniel Bard, gives up the game-tying home run against the Texas Rangers. However, luckily, because of the rules of baseball are so stupid, right, he gives up the game-tying home run, he loses the save, but he gets the win. So at least right, we did get that out of it. And I texted you that I dropped Jorge Lopez in my NFBC main event, and of course he gets the first save for the Baltimore Orioles. So let me tell you, I hate saves. I really, really, really wish the NFBC would, I mean, just any other category, I don't care what it is, but I just wish there were any other pitching category in the NFBC.
Yeah, CJ Crone went deep for the second straight day for the Rockies. And by the way, he hit it off the Rangers closer in that game yesterday, too. So predicting this stuff is impossible.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
I believe that the closer for the Rockies yesterday's last name, Davis, is Godot. I don't know who he is, but you may want to throw a buck at him this week on waivers. All right, we'll preview the NBA games tonight. Daily Fantasy next.
Break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back. It's play-in game season in the NBA. Two games tonight, two games tomorrow night. Davis and I are going to take a look at the daily fantasy lineup over on DraftKings, give you some possibilities for these two games tonight. Before we get to that, Davis, well, overall view here on the play-in games before we get to them. I know naturally there are a lot of people that feel that 16 teams making it was enough in the NBA. And look, we just see this happen in all sports. Baseball has added more playoff games. They've added more playoff teams. They have 12 now. Even the NCAA tournament used to be 64. Now it's 68. So the NBA a couple of years ago decides to add a few play-in games to kind of determine who would get the final seeds. Your feelings on that? Do you think it's a good thing for the league?
I definitely think it's a good thing for the league, because you know what would be bad for the league would be the Brooklyn Nets not being a part of the NBA playoffs. Now, the Nets did, in the end, end up getting to the seventh seed. So they would have been in. They would have been in regardless, right? But what if, you know, Durant had to miss an extra week with his ankle? Or what if the vaccine mandate in New York had not changed? Luckily enough for the start of the baseball season is why it happened. But we do not want to be living in a world where the Brooklyn Nets and Kevin Durant are not in the playoffs. And honestly, we are going to get to see LaMelo Ball with a winning record, by the way. The Charlotte Hornets, 43-39. They're the 10 seed in the Eastern Conference. And I think they're probably going to end up losing tomorrow night. And we're going to talk more about that game. But I mean, we're going to get to see LaMelo Ball on a really big stage. And if they win that game, then they're going to get another chance to make in the playoffs, winning the two consecutive games. I also like the way it's structured so that the teams that win more games are rewarded. As long as the Brooklyn Nets win this game, they're in. If they lose, they're going to get a chance. So they only have to win one game. I like that. And I think this Clippers-T-Wolves game that we are about to talk about, I would not be surprised if this is going to be one of the best games of the entire playoffs. I think these two teams don't like each other very much. I think they have some great trash talkers on both sides. Like, and it's more basketball. And another factor that I haven't really heard people discuss is all the teams that are 1-6, they all get a week of rest. I mean, how good is that for, you know, so we still have the NBA on TV. They still get to dominate the conversation. But, you know, Jokic and Doncic and Giannis, all these guys, they get to take a week off. Like, that is going to be so good for the quality of play. I think this is great. So I'm all on board in the play-in tournament.
All right. Later this week, we'll take a look at the weekend games. But for now, today and tomorrow, Davis and I are going to run through the daily fantasy lineups that you could pick. By the way, all of the information over on DailyRoto.com and Davis's work, completely free for the NBA. So go to DailyRoto.com for that. That being said, let me give you the pricing as to who Davis is going with tonight over on DraftKings. We'll start with Patrick Beverley at 5,200. Seth Curry makes the lineup tonight for Davis at 4,400. No surprise that the highest priced player is going to be Kevin Durant at 12,000. And then we have Robert Covington at 5,300. And Nick Claxton, probably the cheapest option in this lineup tonight, is 4,000, Davis. All right, so let's run through it. A little bit of Brooklyn, little bit of some others. Why choosing these players tonight?
So NBA DFS in the playoffs is it is a much different game to the game that we're playing in the regular season. To begin with, the slates are going to be a lot smaller, right? Two game slates. So, you know, one kind of anomalous performance is really going to shift the slate. So, you know, if Kevin Durant goes for 75, you're going to need him to win. Honestly, the things that swing it more are when, you know, a bench guy happens to get hot. If Bruce Brown, you know, goes for 35 DraftKings points tonight, you are probably going to need him. It's going to be very hard to win without him. But the other key thing is that these teams really shorten their rotations. Most teams go to an 8-man rotation. The Clippers are going to play 10 guys, and we're going to talk more about that in a second. So, you know, someone like Seth Curry, who maybe would play 28 minutes during the regular season because he's giving a little bit of time up to, you know, Patty Mills or, you know, David Duke Jr. is coming in or whatever for a 4-minute stretch. None of that happens in the playoffs. In fact, I would not be surprised for the Brooklyn Nets tonight if their starters. So that's Kyrie, Durant, Drummond, and who they might change their starting lineup. I wouldn't be surprised if some of those guys touch 40, 42 minutes or something like that. And then the same is true with the Timberwolves side. So I think that some of their bench minutes are going to evaporate, which is why we have landed on Patrick Beverley for our point guard situation. Beverley in the regular season was kind of like a 28 to 29 minute guy, but he was giving up some minutes to Jalen Knoll, who would come in every once in a while, giving up minutes to Malik Beasley. One of those guys is not going to be in the rotation. So one of those guys between Beasley and Knoll is just not going to play at all tonight against the Clippers. Those minutes should funnel to Patrick Beverley. Curry, to me, looks like one of the cheapest guys of the slate who has the ability to put up 30 or more. I mean, even with the return of Kyrie Irving, he had been playing a ton. 35 minutes in the must-win game, that overtime game against the Milwaukee Bucks, 30 minutes against the Knicks, and he's also getting up a ton of shots, does not produce a ton of peripheral statistics, you know, not going to be out here getting a ton of rebounds. His job is pretty much to sit in the corner and shoot, but look, I mean, if he runs 60% on threes for one night, you're going to need him. He's going to be in the winning lineup. I have Kevin Durant as the best play of this slate. I think he's a better play than Kyrie. I think he's a better play than Towns. I think he's a better play than Paul George. So if you're going a more balanced lineup, I still think you need to find a way to play Kevin Durant, who is, I mean, look, we're not that far removed from him scoring 75 DraftKings points against the New York Knicks. That happened 10 days ago. Robert Covington is my bet for the most minutes combined between power forward and center for the Los Angeles Clippers. They have a bunch of guys who they play in that role. They play Marcus Morris there. They play Amir Coffey there. They play Nicholas Batum there. But I think probably what's going to happen tonight is that when Karl-Anthony Towns is not on the floor for the Minnesota Timberwolves, I think instead of playing Zubac or Hartenstein, I think that Covington is probably going to come in and play those backup center minutes. He could get to like 35 minutes tonight. So feeling pretty good about that. And then I just think Claxton this is totally gut feel. I think Claxton gets 4 or 5 more minutes than Drummond tonight, which is why I opted for him at center.
Yeah, look, Minnesota, you know, had a really nice season, maybe their best season in a long time, so who knows? But I will say this, the one player we're going to talk about next definitely is going to have a lot of eyeballs, on him tonight, and that is Paul George, who's priced tonight on DraftKings at 9,900. Davis has got him in, obviously without Kawhi Leonard in this thing. A lot of focus on George and how far he can take this team. Not by himself, but I think you get the picture. Jared Vanderbilt is 3,900. Terrence Mann is your flex option, Davis, at 4,900.
So I think Paul George is super interesting tonight. So since returning from his injury, he came back on the 29th of March. He has not topped 32 minutes, right? Which means that he had 34 minutes the other night. So he's got to play more minutes than that, right? This is a must-win game. You can't lose this game. If you're the Los Angeles Clippers, there's no way that he is getting subbed out tonight for Brandon Boston Jr. There's no way that Luke Kennard is coming in and taking minutes from Paul George. So I just think the $999 salary is too low. He should be an $11,000 player because you got to project him for 38, 39, 40 minutes tonight against the T-Wolves. I also think this is a horrible matchup in terms of defense for the Timberwolves because their best defenders are Jared Vanderbilt and Karl-Anthony Towns, but both of those guys are way too slow for Paul George. If you have Jared Vanderbilt out on the perimeter against Paul George, he's just going to blow by you. Same thing for Karl-Anthony Towns. I do think Vanderbilt, who is our next guy in the lineup, is going to play a ton because of his defense, and I do think they are going to stick him on Paul George. That is my guess for it. Cause they don't want Anthony Edwards on him. Edwards, they don't want him in foul trouble. They need Anthony Edwards to conserve his energy on the offensive end. Cause this game is just going to have a lot of points scored. I think neither of these two teams are that strong defensively. Both of them are better on offense. And kind of for that same reason, I think Terrence Mann is pretty interesting here because I see the T-Wolves playing a little bit, or I think the Clippers are going to play a little bit smaller, as I just mentioned, with Covington as the backup five. So I think Mann is going to get minutes off the bench behind all four spots. So point guard, shooting guard, small forward. I just like the Clippers tonight. I do think the Clippers win.
Well, I think it'll be two good games. By the way, any consideration of using Edwards tonight? I guess he's the one bigger name that I don't see here.
Yeah, I mean, and really it just comes down to, I think the Clippers have way better defensive options on Anthony Edwards than the T-Wolves have defensive options on Paul George, which is not to say that Anthony Edwards is not going to do his thing. I mean, he just had 49 points the other night. He is a phenomenal player, but having Covington and Mann and Paul George and Marcus Morris and Nick Batum, I mean, those guys are basically the prototypical wing defenders in the NBA. You know, if they were playing against LeBron, if they were playing against Giannis, those would be the guys being thrown at them. And, you know, all due respect to Anthony Edwards, this is the biggest game of his young career. And, True. You know, who knows? Like, that's a big moment for a young guy. So I'm pretty excited to see how it plays out.
All right. So two games in the NBA tonight. We'll recap them for you tomorrow here on Fantasy Sports Today. And, of course, talk about the two games tomorrow, which we will preview here as well. So lots of NBA to get to over the next couple of days. And, of course, the NBA playoffs beginning this weekend as well. Also, don't forget, coming up 2 o'clock Eastern today, it's the debut of our brand new show, Sports Grid Newswire. I will be your host. We've got a lot of fun and interesting contributors on that show. So hopefully, after you take your lunch break, you can catch that show as well. We'll be back with Fantasy or Reality, the Sports Grid 60. And then we will wrap it up here on this Tuesday, right here on Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid. So stay on the grid. We've got plenty more to come. And we'll be right back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. For those of you with a Twitter account, which for many of you watching, of course, streaming here on Sports Grid should be pretty easy to do. Just follow us at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV for the latest news, notes, and information. And of course, for our wagering network here, Picks Against the Spread. But most importantly, we want to hear from you if you have any questions for us, myself or Davis, for Fantasy or Reality, which is what we do every day at the end of the show here on Sports Grid. Send us a message. Ask us a question, Fantasy or Reality, fill in the blank. And if we like your question, we will use it here on the show every day here on Fantasy Sports Today. So naturally, Davis, it's a great way for people to get engaged with us. I guess the only problem is that once you tag my name, you know, a lot of Marlins questions are going to come up here, and then we're going to be forced to be, I mean, can you imagine if we did three straight questions with Marlins? I guess for you, it would be like NFL draft time would be a good time to ask Davis Maddox some questions, right? But you don't want to be inundated with Marlins stuff here, I don't think.
Yeah, it's just going to be 30 different iterations of Fantasy or Reality. Jazz Chisholm should be batting lead off third, fifth, whatever, instead of ninth, which, by the way, What's the deal? Why is Jazz getting days off batting? Like, what are we doing? What are we doing, Marlins? Why is Jazz batting at the bottom of the order? I don't get it, Craig.
Yeah, they like Soler at the top. They haven't hit yet, so maybe that's going to change. I as far as him not playing that one game, I think it was only a one game thing just to get everybody in the lineup for the weekend. That's usually what Mattingly does. Dusty Baker did it last week. He benched Bregman after hitting two home runs in the first two games too. So, to me, much ado about nothing. Jazz is young. Put some stuff out there on social media. I did talk to him a little bit about it. Hopefully that's the end of it. We'll see. All right, time for some Fantasy or Reality. All right, Davis. Well, this is a lot of fun. Of course, Nikola Jokic, arguably, if not the best player in the NBA, one of the best, odds-on favorite again to win the NBA MVP. He's had a fantastic season for the Denver Nuggets. But here comes another young prospect from Serbia, Davis. And his name is not Nikola Jokic, but it is pretty close. His name is Nikola Jovic. And so naturally, the Denver Nuggets going into the NBA draft are going to have a shot at this kid, just like everybody else, fantasy or reality. The Denver Nuggets should have a lot of fun here and take Nikola Jovic to go along with Nikola Jokic. And thank goodness I have you here to answer this question, because I'm just going to be piggybacking off you for this fantasy or reality.
So Nikola Jovic is, he's pretty interesting. So he's a tall guy. Like he's a big guy, right? He is 6'10", but he plays small forward. So he shoots three pointers. He can dribble. He can put the ball on the floor. He is the number 23 prospect from our friends over at Draft Express, which I honestly use most of the time for stuff like this, because I am not watching the Adriatic League for the team that he played for, Mega Mozart. He was playing in the EuroLeague, averaged 12 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists in 28 minutes per game. He's already played for the Serbian national team, which means that he's already played with Nikola Jokic, right? That's pretty nice, knowing that they have a little bit of experience playing together on the national team. I'm saying 100% reality. I mean, the memes, this will just be good for their social media, and they kind of need someone of this build, this style of player anyway, because Michael Porter Jr. not played a game this year, and Aaron Gordon, I believe, is going to turn 30 this offseason. So, you know, how many more productive, you know, 35 minutes a night seasons does Aaron Gordon have left in him? It seems like he's kind of a good fit. And you just have to feel, if you're Nikola Jokic, having a fellow Serbian on the team, that's really nice. I actually, weirdly enough, am reading a book right now that is kind of centered around the history of former Yugoslavia. And one of the things I've learned is that these former Yugoslavian countrymen, right? Serbians, Croatians, Slovakia, et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera. They have like a super, super strong sense of like nationalism and stuff like that. So I feel like this would make Jokic really happy. I got to say reality.
Yeah, I think reality too, all for the reasons that you alluded to at the beginning of this conversation, which is this would be a lot of fun. And fun is good for sports. Fun, of course, is good for the NBA. I don't know how it would work, of course, with Jokic essentially playing in the middle and doing it at such a high level. But just for the aspect of me being confused here on the show, I already have a hard time with Fred Van Vliet's name. Why not have trouble with the Jokic and Jovic names here on the Denver Nuggets? So reality for me as well. All right, NBA, of course, having the play-in game tonight. I think that when Ben Simmons was traded to the Brooklyn Nets, most figured that by now he'd have played 10 games, 20 games, 30 games, one game. Sort of where we're at. One of the more bizarre stories of the season has been Ben Simmons not just not playing at the beginning of the season, but not playing at all this season. But naturally, James Harden has had his injury issues as well. Remember last playoffs, Davis, he was an absolute shell of his former self. So we're going to ask this question, given the fact that there is a chance that we could see Ben Simmons, and there's always a chance with James Harden that you have no idea what's happening. Fantasy reality, Ben Simmons will play more postseason games this year than James Harden. And I guess there's some strategy to this too, because you got to figure that if Brooklyn gets deep into the playoffs, they'll already have a play-in game under their belt and maybe more. So what do you got?
Yeah, not a chance. We're not going to see Ben Simmons until next year. Apparently, and I cannot find any reporting on how this happened, but apparently Ben Simmons has a herniated L4 disc. Now, if you have ever had an injury to your L4 or your L5 in your back, you know, dude, it sucks. I mean, you cannot do anything with a herniated disc in your back. Like, sitting down hurts, standing up hurts. There's no way you're ready to ramp up and play playoff basketball with a herniated disc. And then you combine that with the fact that Simmons, you know, apparently sat out this season in part for mental health issues. You know, to compare it to the Denver Nuggets situation, Jamal Murray is basically physically good to go. And Mike Malone was talking to the media the other day. So the Nuggets played their final game of the season, game 82, and it didn't matter. They already knew who they were playing. They had the tiebreaker. So effectively, it was an exhibition game. And Mike Malone told the media, he said, I just went to Jamal and I said, this game doesn't matter. Do you want to play? Do you want to suit up and play just to see? And Jamal said, I'm not ready. I just mentally, I am not ready to, I don't trust my knee. I'm not ready to get back out there and play in a real game. So I can't imagine that Simmons, who as far as I can tell is not doing basketball activities right now, I think there's no way. I don't think we will see him at all. The 76ers already know who they're playing. They're in the 4-5 matchup against the Raptors. So that means Harden's playing at least one game. You know, at least he's going to start that game. So I'm saying right. Fantasy, we're not going to see Simmons.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I still sort of feel like if Brooklyn makes a run that there's a shot, but I can't go reality here, knowing, as you mentioned, that Harden, my guess, at the very least, is going to end up playing with Philadelphia for, I don't know, 4 or 5 games at the least, I would say, here in their first round series. So there'd be nothing better than to have, by the way, these two teams match up at some point. I don't know if they can. The Simmons story is dominated for basically 6 months for no reason whatsoever. When it comes to injuries, Davis, knowing sort of how sports teams work, maybe a little bit more than others, am a big conspiracy theorist when it comes to this stuff. I think that there's a lot of reporting on injuries that are not, of guys not hurt. I think there is no reporting on players that may be hurt and they don't tell you a thing. I can't figure out what's going on with Ben Simmons. This is an easy fantasy for me just because this is the unknown versus the known. And I think, as you said it best, I mean, Harden's guaranteed to play a few games in this thing. So I'm going to go fantasy as well. All right. There is a deer on TikTok that has millions of subscribers. And the reason why this deer has so many subscribers, Davis, because you know we're all about social media here on Sports Grid, is because this deer gets dressed up in a lot of different costumes. And anytime that you would go to YouTube or Instagram or TikTok or any of these spots, you know the love that people have for their pets for sure. Now, for me here, I do not have any pets. So this question is going to go to you, and I'll try and answer it first and take a shot in the dark. Davis, of course, you have multiple dogs. Is that correct? Just for clear here, you have two. Is that accurate?
Yep, two dogs, German Shorthair Pointer and St. Bernard. Two dogs.
Okay, I thought so. Just wanted to make sure. All right, so costumes for Davis for his dogs. Davis dresses his dogs in costumes. Fantasy or reality? Now, naturally, because this is Davis's dogs, I'm going to let him answer the question after me. I am going to say this is a reality, but I'm going to add that Davis's significant other is the one that sort of steamrolls this to happen. I'm going to guess that Davis is the one that's just sort of sitting back, and then all of a sudden, he's watching the, he's doing his data. He's taking a look at the NBA DFS. He's preparing for the draft. He's watching the USFL. And then in comes his significant other with the dog. And the dog is wearing a costume. And Davis is like, that's cool. It's probably silly, but I'm not going to say anything because happy wife, happy life. I'm just going to say nothing and just kind of go along with it. I am going to say Davis dresses his dogs in costumes is not that frequent, but it is a reality.
100% reality on all counts. I am not I'm not ever the one going out and buying them the things. You know, there they are right there. They got their Christmas scarves on, the St. Bernard and the German Shorthair Pointer. I had plenty of photos of these dogs to choose from. My partner got them matching sweaters, right? Neon sweaters to go on walks. There were plenty to choose from. We got a couple of them in Chiefs jerseys back when the Chiefs were in the Super Bowl. I put my jerseys on them to watch the game on. And they're both very good sports. They both go along with it. I don't think they love it. I don't think they love the clothes or posing for the photos, but they're both good sports. But reality, I mean, anytime you have a household with two dogs and no kids, the dogs are not kids. They're not kids. But when you don't have kids and you just have the dogs, they kind of take that role, right? Obviously, they're less work. and they can't communicate back to you in the same way, but they do kind of take on the role of the babies of the house. And yeah, that's a reality. I'm not doing the dressing, but I don't mind. I mean, I think it's funny. Like I think watching them walk around in the clothes is pretty funny. So it is definitely a reality.
You know, it's funny that what you just said there about, you know, dogs are not kids. It's interesting that you have that perspective, which I think is accurate, but I have to tell you that in my life, I am always stunned that people think that, you know, when they're about to have kids. And again, I know a lot of people that, you know, are doing it now for the first time. And of course we're talking right about it. And they do say, Davis, well, I've had dogs. So, you know, I'm like, I mean, you literally have no idea what you're talking about if you believe that. And by the way, Davis, once you do have kids, your dogs are not getting dressed up anymore. like those days are gone. But you have the right perspective, I think, there on that.
Yeah. I mean, look, I get that they're not kids. And I mean, the biggest difference is like, I still get 8 hours of sleep every night. My dogs are not demanding right that I stay up with them. I think given what I've seen with kids, I think that is the biggest change, is that you're not sleeping anymore. You can say goodbye to 8 hours of sleep.
For at least a couple of years. That is true. Sports Grid 60 is next here on Tuesday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
In sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. The Chicago White Sox announcing just a few minutes ago they're placing two of their starters on the injured list. Yoan Moncada already on the injured list. Lucas Giolito, arguably their top starter, he's going on the injured list. Lance Lynn is already on the injured list. And AJ Pollock is going on the injured list as well. So if you're looking for the early season most injured team in baseball, it is the Chicago White Sox. Here's Davis with the Sports Grid 60.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me about AJ Pollock. He's on my NFBC main event team, so having to bench him this week. Craig, it's a big week in sports you don't care about. The USFL kicks off on Saturday, April 16th. We are anxiously waiting. DraftKings posting the contest. I have a feeling we're going to see 20K, 25K to first. So people will definitely be wanting that USFL info. I'll at least give the people 2 minutes on Monday of the USFL when we come back Monday morning. And the Champions League quarterfinal is going to wrap up today and tomorrow. Those will be the most watched sporting events in the world this week. Very excited for those. And I'll see if anything really dramatic happens. I might get in our rundown and type a little result there tomorrow for you to read off when we get there.
Maybe Friday, a little USFL preview here on the show. All right, Sports Grid 60 today is just a promo. Sorry, guys, nothing compelling for you, but got to let you know. Coming up in 2 hours from now, it's our first edition of Sports Grid Newswire. I think you'll find it a compelling show. It's filled of information and odds and all kinds of ways the sports betting world and our world collide. Not a lot of yelling about picks. Just delivering information, trying to help you become smarter and understand what's happening in the world of sports betting. We've got guests from Legal Sports Report. We've got guests from the Sporting News. And today on the show, my buddy Daniel Wallach is going to be on, and we're going to talk about sports betting in New York. So hopefully you'll join us then. I'm going to go get lunch. I'll see you in 2 hours. Thanks to LTN, for Danny and Ryan, our producer Brett Levy, for Davis. I'm Craig. Have a great rest of your day. Great.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.